Moses, having received the tablet of the law from God, descended from Mount Sinai. His face shone with the reflected glory of God. The leaders of the people and the children of Israel were afraid of Moses because he had changed, having been in the presence of the Holy One. Aaron and the leaders of the people eventually approached Moses to hear what God had said. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Sinners, confronted with God's holiness, cannot see his face and live. Sinners, even confronted with the reflection of God's glory, are terrified. Even today, when people see a pastor in a clerical collar away from the church, they are uncomfortable. They change their speech and avoid talking to God's representative. We see our sin and we know we are unworthy. This is why God works through humble earthly elements to bring you the good news of his love, grace, and mercy. We can't tolerate the fullness of his glory, so he comes to us in his word, in the water of baptism, in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, and the pronouncement of forgiveness given at Jesus' command. Even Jesus hid the fullness of his glory, humbling himself as a servant, taking upon himself our sin. May our Lord give us the vision to see him hidden in his word and sacrament for our salvation. Amen.